Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's...
When I call your name, you will come forth and you will be sorted into your houses.
Del Olaleye.
Not a bad mind. There's talent.
Gryffindor!
Lance Zierlein.
You have courage, I see, and a thirst to prove yourself.
Slytherin!
John Granado.
Difficult, very difficult.
I know just what to do with you. Hufflepuff!
One hand on the wand.
Drink the milk.
I'm not Hufflepuff, Huffledore, whatever it is. None of those things. Jerk, Frank. 713-780-3776. We got an hour left in this show. Lance is going to have to leave a little bit earlier. He has to... I don't know what he has to do. He lost me as soon as he said, I have to bring this. I don't know. I just have no idea. So, headlines, Josh McDaniels fired from the Raiders, along with their general manager. They fired both. What are the Raiders going to do now? Raiders got the Browns this week? Oh, no, the Giants. They got the Giants this week.
We need everyone to show up against the Browns.
How about the Giants with their quarterback situation? I mean, it may even
no
be...
Daniel Jones, no Tyrod. And then who ended up, who was their third quarterback that they didn't trust?
Tommy from Goodfellas, Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito. That's right. That's literally his name. Tommy DeVito, they wouldn't even let him pass.
No. What? And Antonio Pierce takes over for the Raiders. Does this help the Raiders? I don't know. Does it help Jimmy Garoppolo actually hit a wide-open guy? I don't know. Somebody said, it was Warren Sharp, goes, imagine being an NFL head coach and trusting your offense to Tim Tebow and then doing it again 10 years later and trusting your offense to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, it just shows you he probably shouldn't be in that
But
place.
Jimmy Garoppolo has won, okay? Jimmy Garoppolo led a team to the Super Bowl.
Did he lead them, or was he there?
He was there.
Like, hey, guys, it's me. It wasn't a great game against, the Packers? Wasn't that the year that
he
should have lost?
He actually averaged, 80 yards a game passing.
Yeah, I wouldn't say lead the team.
Maybe it was the wrong choice of words.
Yeah, I just think that, he's the one who's responsible for those evaluations. He's the offensive guy. He actually made the Tebow pick. But you don't want to hold that against him. So you say, okay, then what here? Well, he got rid of Derek Carr. And look, Derek Carr, you would have been better off with Derek Carr than you would have been with Garoppolo. Neither one of them's good enough, but you at least would have been better off. And maybe Devontae Adams wouldn't have been fussing as much as he is now.
Well, here's Devontae Adams is actually, and he may have a point here. I know Derek Carr isn't great. Derek Carr is Derek Carr. But would you rather, if you were the Raiders right now, have Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr?
I just said Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Here is Devontae Adams talking about it.
It's definitely, I came here to play with Derek. You know, I can't say I would have been here, if he wasn't here. That kind of put the stamp on everything for me. And like I said, it was a series of things that led to why I ended up being here and playing with my quarterback who I, had a lot of success with in college, That factored in heavily for me, so it definitely took a toll on me when he left. But one part about this game that you and I both know is people come in and out every day, and the people that you have the relationships with, it sucks because you want to be around them every day, but you know, you can still find ways to make sure you're keeping that relationship tight, like we did ever since, you know, from college all the way to, you know, joining back together. We had a really, really tight friendship and spent a lot of time, and you know, we threw every off season and all those things. So it definitely hurt not having him around, but you also, after being in it for so long, you get used to just how it goes. And you know, you wish him good luck and hope that, and also it was good for him. You know, he would have had to play basically perfect to win over the fans and keep everybody happy. So, you know, it was good for him to get a new start too.
A really honest answer across the board. I thought it was fairly professional too. He understands, because this is the way it goes.
Yep.
Like, I understand that you came to play with Derek Carr, but truth be told, if you're losing and at some point Devontae Adams would have been tired of the situation. And I don't think the situation changes with Derek Carr. It frankly never has for the Raiders. All of a sudden, Derek, after all these years in the league, he came in the league in 14. After all these years, he's going to start balling out this year? Based on what? He had Josh Jacobs last year. You had Darren Waller at times. But even when he had Waller, have you noticed that Hunter Renfro's like a non-factor now?
Yeah.
I don't even know why. Hunter Renfro couldn't be guarded. Like, he was getting a ton of catches. And then out of nowhere, he's just like, nope, that's it. We're done with Hunter Renfro. And he's got kind of a Wes Welkery vibe, and he's got Josh McDaniels, who had Wes. Like, I'm really to this day surprised that he's not. And honestly, I think, if I remember correctly, I don't know if he had Edelman. I don't know if he had Wes, but he had Edelman. Garoppolo played with those guys over at New England too. I'm surprised Hunter Renfro is not a bigger part of that offense, and he's just not anymore. But this got me to thinking about something. Somebody said, you know, it's always funny when people free Devontae Adams, free this person, anybody who wants to get traded. James Harden finally got his wish and forced his way out yet again. And Brian Windhorst called him undefeated in that. And we have so many people now who want players to go wherever they want, when they want. What if a league, let me see what you guys think about this. If you're Devontae Adams, what if you could give back the prorated amount of your signing bonus, or there was a percentage of guaranteed money? You know, if you came up with some kind of formula, and if you wanted to get out early, you could pay that fee. It's almost like a transfer fee, but the only way you demand a trade is if you are willing to give up. If you officially, quote unquote, demand a trade, because now guys officially demand a trade, then you have to give up a portion of what the team gave you, or is
that would
giving
be fair
you. Because, or you have to pay whatever the amount for
that
the trade.
That would be fair.
What would be fair is if you said, okay, we're going to take a $14 million cap hit if we move you, or a $12 million cap hit, so you have to make up the $12 million.
Or if you give it back, then it comes off the books.
Well, what do you mean?
It comes off the cap. If you give the money back to the team.
Well, yeah, in either case, you're giving back. Because if they give you cash and you take the cap hit, at least you have – well, no, I see what you're saying. Do you – yeah, you'd have to pull that off the cap. Yeah, and that'd be fair for the team.
I mean, that's fair. I don't get that – yeah, okay. If a guy you know, forces a trade and you gave him a big signing bonus, you're not only losing – yeah, you lose with the player and you lose with the cap hit. So a lot of times, I think the league should have a little bit of leeway here. This guy is forcing his way out of here. He doesn't want to be here. Deshaun Watson, why the Texans had to pay an exorbitant amount on the $27 million,
and they never even got a
– And they didn't get a
they
break.
They didn't get one snap from Deshaun on the new contract.
Right.
Not one snap, and they had to pay $27 million.
And they got the cap
they
hit as well.
They paid his legal fees to Rusty Harden.
And on top of it, a cap hit when he forced his way out of there. I mean – to me, that's just, I mean, you have to use some common sense on this thing. If Devontae Adams, listen, that would be a great way to go about it, especially for teams.
If there's a clawback.
Apparently, you're not for the worker. You're for the owner.
For the worker, I'm giving him a chance to get. I'm giving him a chance
well, they
to
get,
go.
They get their chance to go anyway. They just say, I want to go, and
not
they get
when
to
you're
go.
Under, not when you're under contract. You don't.
Oh, really? Deshaun? How'd that work out?
Who?
Deshaun? Never
no,
heard of
they ended up letting him go.
That's right.
Because they got three first-round picks.
And they took all the hits on it. They took all the hits.
Well, they didn't have
they
to.
They gave him $27 million, plus they took a cap hit.
Does that sound smart?
Yeah. No. No, but who knew Deshaun was going to turn on you like that?
Some people believe that it was already a set up deal.
Well, then
there are some people who
believe the agent needs to be suspended.
You can't prove it though.
Well, that's okay.
Suspended or commended.
Some people believe. Is that what you're saying?
Some people believe.
Okay.
That there's a chance that he signed that knowing that he was going to force his way out after he got
that's
the guarantee.
That's awful. Mm-hmm. That is awful if that's the case. Because and that's D-Hop, a malicious, that's malicious accusatory on your part.
Because well,
if it's
D-Hop,
not true.
D-Hop was already gone. When Deshaun signed his new contract.
Yeah.
So the argument that, well, if you got your player traded, you'd be upset too. Like, but that had already happened
yeah,
with Deshaun signed.
He signed.
Because I understand Deshaun being upset about that. So there's some people who feel like there is a chance that maybe that was a tactic, that they knew that they could sign. Let's just take the money now. You can complain your way out of here later.
Hmm.
Does that sound like something Mulgetta would do?
Yeah. Well, he's done it already with Jalen, with which one?
Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, no, and the defensive end from the Jags, too.
No, I don't know that that was his, by the way.
Oh, it wasn't?
People give him that one. I'm not sure that Ngakoue was his.
You know, Deshaun has so much on his ledger for the last couple of years that people don't even remember that he decided he would rather sit a year of football than play for the Texans. Mm-hmm. Like Lindsay Rhodes, who does stuff for SiriusXM, she's been around football, talking about football. When they were discussing about how Deshaun wasn't playing and people were trying to look into, does he want to play football anymore? She goes, why would people jump to that conclusion? He's obviously hurt. That's why he's not playing. She didn't even remember that this is a guy who decided, nah, I'm good. I got my money. I ain't playing until you trade me where I want to go. Mm-hmm. That's how it feels like that was like years ago. It was only a couple years ago. It feels like it's a decade ago with all the crap. It's only a couple years ago this guy decided, I don't want to play football for a year until you send me where I want to go.
After he had signed a new contract.
After he got
you
a big
gave
deal.
You gave him exactly what he asked for, a shorter-term deal. Like, you literally gave him – you took a bad – you gave him a bad contract for yourself.
It looks
and he
like,
still forced his way out.
But he still – you know what? He looks like he hasn't played football. It's been a long time because this dude – that time off,
he is
– I think you brought it up, Tiger Woods. It is Tiger Woods-ish.
I watched
how
him.
His – this – scandal, this time off and time away has destroyed his game.
Yeah, the Browns were the game, one of the games we got when the Texans were on the bye week. So I'm watching the game, double box, watching the other game. And his first couple passes, the nose was down, not even a chance of being completed. He threw the pick. And I think the best thing that happened to him, I didn't want him to get hurt, but the best thing that happened to him, get that guy off the field. He didn't look like he belonged, didn't look like he wanted to be out there. And then we heard the Browns, we're keeping him out to protect him from himself. Yeah. Or that guy, I don't know his mindset. He didn't look like he wanted to be out there playing football. And
well, tell him that. He was pissed at everybody about that.
Yeah, well, look
why
like
would
you
want I to want to play football?
Well, because you've got a lot of stuff.
$230 million, that's why.
You got a lot of stuff on your plate.
All right, when we come back, the Astros are rumored to be sniffing around on a 100-mile-an-hour guy. Do you want a 100-mile-an-hour reliever?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
I always
but first,
unless his name is Aroldis.
But first, an underdog.
Oh, good. Underdog fantasy. That's what I love about Underdog is I know it's Underdog fantasy. I got to tell you, though, I want to lead off with this. If you are going to sign up for Underdog fantasy, make sure that you use my promo code Lance. And I'll tell you why. When you sign up as a new user for Underdog fantasy, use promo code Lance. Two great things are about to happen for you. Number one. They are going to match your first deposit up to $500. Number two, you're going to get a special mystery pick that shows up in your Pick'em Challenge. You're going to have an opportunity to make it that much easier to make real money, make big money on the Pick'em contest. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas. All you do is use your knowledge on Pick'em to decide how much or whether or not a player is going to go higher or lower with his stats. So if you have rushing yards, 52.5, you say either higher or lower for that player. It could be touchdowns, passing touchdowns for Tua, 1.5, higher or lower. Whatever the case may be, you make that decision. You have to pick anywhere between 2 and 5 players, but they play multiples. So it pays 3 times, 6 times, 10 times, and 20 times, depending on 2, 3, 4, and 5 players. And don't forget, that mystery pick gives you a chance to boost your winnings even more. Use promo code Lance. And you are going to see a match of up to $100. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you believe you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.com. Take his pork chop.
I don't want his pork chop. I want his life.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerlei.
All right, so a story here. Two stories. The Astros interested in highly coveted managerial candidate Craig Counsell. Contract with Milwaukee up. 9 years with Milwaukee, five postseasons, a couple of division titles. He is a guy that I think you absolutely should look at. He's had success in Milwaukee, which ain't easy. They did have some pitching there, but they never had the budget that the Astros have. Craig Counsell knows how to win and has won. So that's a nice one. I asked you if you would like a 100-mile-an-hour reliever.
And I said yes.
And the first thing you said was?
If it's not Aroldis Chapman.
Jim Bowden wrote this. Aroldis Chapman rebuilt his free agent value this year, posting a 3.09 ERA in 61 appearances. He struck out 103, allowed just 37 hits in 58 and a third innings. His fastball is back in the triple digits. His slider is back to being nasty, and it's harder than it's been since 2014. He's projected to get a 2-year deal in the $12 million range. The Astros are likely to be a team that has interest in. He's expecting the Astros to continue to have the number one relief staff. Aroldis Chapman would be a player that they should look at. Why would you be anti Aroldis Chapman?
Because he always gets beat up.
He doesn't always get beat up.
Teams.
He doesn't always
usually
get beat up by teams.
The Texans,
he actually helped the Rangers get to the postseason.
And then the Texans got him. They had to take him out because they were too scared of Aroldis versus Jose Altuve again.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't have to face Altuve again if he's an Astro.
That's a one bonus.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But $6 million a year for – well, I mean, I don't think that's not – what did they give? They gave freaking Montero 34, $11 million.
Serious question here. Does the fact that he has had a domestic violence charge in his background hurt him? Or do you think it's so far along that it doesn't matter? Because honestly,
for whatever reason, he's gotten
a lot of people don't
past.
Know. Yeah, a lot of people don't even either know that or remember that. He does have one in his past, and we had Osuna. Does it matter at all? Because I know you're not even thinking about it now.
For whatever reason, he gets a pass on that. He has gotten a pass on this. I mean, even Allison Footer, every time Osuna came into the game, she sent out the domestic violence number. That didn't happen when Aroldis Chapman was going into the games. That, for whatever reason, he has really, really overcome this like no one we've seen. Speaking of which.
When did it happen?
Did you see Mookie Betts hopes that Trevor Bauer gets a job somewhere? And you know what? Trevor Bauer probably should get a job somewhere.
I think it's probably fair based on everything else that happens. I mean, there's a lot of guys who have done things that – there's a lot of guys who have been accused of things. And the two that don't sit well with me are – I don't think Bauer is probably a very good guy, to be honest with you. But do you have anything on him?
Yeah.
Like, do you have anything on him that sticks? Because if you do, you know, charge him with something. If you don't – He didn't get hit with the settlement was he didn't pay a financial settlement. The settlement was you can talk about things and I can talk about things. It's, you know, he didn't get clipped by the a civil court. I know Matt Araiza,
no charges
and
came.
What really bothers me is the quick rush to judgment and how strong it is. You know, all of us have our own I'm not immune to it. Deshaun has 23. Once it gets to 2, 3, 4, 5, of course we all look at stuff like that and start saying, man, that's a ton. Did you know that what's his name from New York, Cuomo? Do you know that nobody ever charged him with anything with all those cases that he had against him? He never got charged with anything. Never, no civil suits, no suit. But they asked him to resign as governor of New York. Yeah, Matt Araiza, they just cut him. The Bills just said, oh, we can't do this. And I get it because the stories were so
salacious.
The story was so horrible.
Yeah.
But then when everything came out, and I watched the whole piece that Real Sports did on, I even talked to Andrea Kramer about it, who was in charge of that report. And it's kind of crazy that the guy's out of football. Like, if society would have waited on the rush to judgment, you would have found out some things that would have worked in his favor. But I do understand that it sounds so bad that you don't want to be against the victims, right? But by any stretch of the imagination. Well,
okay, so we've gone from Aroldis Chapman to that. But Aroldis Chapman, you immediately said no on.
Well, it had nothing to do with anything other than
it doesn't have to do with it. Listen, I hated seeing Ozuna in just felt dirty.
By the way,
Aroldis
Chapman was not charged.
He was never charged for it.
Mm-mm.
Well, there you go. I mean, unless, you know, sometimes behind the scenes there's some, you know, payments made or whatever, hush money. So I don't know.
Aroldis, in 2016, he said, I never hurt anybody. Never in my life. Chapman's girlfriend, Christina Barnea, claimed the pitcher assaulted her, telling authorities he choked and shoved her. The pair were having a dispute after Barnea found a message in Chapman's phone that she didn't like. That happens a lot. She also, in a lot of these athlete stories, have you noticed that it involves the phone and messages?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
She also claimed she heard a gunshot, and police verified that a shotgun had been fired 8 times in Chapman's garage. Wow.
That seems like a lot. Unless he was, you know, doing a little target shooting.
In the garage?
Okay. Yeah.
With
you
a shotgun? Know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Spraying buckshot all over the place with a shotgun?
Well,
okay. Barnea later changed her story, however, telling authorities she didn't recall saying that Chapman struck her. Chapman wasn't charged with any crime.
What if the Astros pick up Trevor Bauer and Aroldis Chapman this offseason?
I mean, say hello to the bad guys. You're basically Scarface now.
I mean, what if you just say bleep it? Let's do it. Let's go.
What would be more
egregious? We need to get back.
Who would you rather have? Trevor, I'm going to ask you this. This is called Who Would You Rather Have? It's a new game I invented. Trevor Bauer or Cody Bellinger? One's an outfielder, one's a starter. Both are talented. Bellinger did go on a 2-year funk. He also said, I can also play you what he's... Now, both of them have been very anti-Astro in the past.
Right.
Very anti-Astro.
I'd rather have Bauer.
He's also expensive.
Yeah, so is Bellinger.
Bellinger will be.
Yes. Yes. Bellinger's going to be expensive.
Why do you say Bauer?
Because I can't stand Cody Bellinger.
I'm just never going to forgive him what he said. And, you know, he was pushing...
And, you know, Carlos told him to shut the bleep up.
Unless you know, he pushed buzzer narratives, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Jose
he didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
He didn't. He pushed buzzer narratives. I don't have any interest with him. To me, that's unless you're going to jump him in as a team where he gets in and you jump him in like...
It's not. Like, they're not a gang.
Although there's not that many guys left from that 17 team.
The prison party with the Coke cans in the pillowcases?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you want to do? He wants
gang activity.
You
want to
have a pillow party?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like the way it sounds, but yes. That sounds like something they do in Rangers minor league.
That's system. A Rangers minor. Yeah. No, that's a towel party.
No, okay. Jose Altuve should get to put a sock in a. He should be able to put soap in a sock and hit you with. He's too nice. Bregman. We let Bregman do it. Because Jose Altuve would do it real soft We let Lance McCullers do it.
Won't it hurt his arm?
Oh,
we God. Do it with his left arm.
Okay.
See.
Or maybe that's
even
part
then,
of his,
he'll still
no,
break.
No, because maybe that's part of his.
He'll break.
You know,
it.
That's like you're strengthening the shoulder.
Don't have Lance McCullers do anything that involves.
Well, who else is on the team? You had Bregman, McCullers, Altuve.
That's it.
Is that it?
That's it.
Verlander was on the 17.
Oh, Verlander, but he didn't come until. I mean, that was they were already not doing it anymore.
Okay.
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 I'd let Lance – I'd take my chance with McCullers. I'd let Lance McCullers whip him with a sock. A, he's best friends with Carlos.
Yep.
We know what Carlos thinks. Lance McCullers also is not afraid to get a little dusty. If it needs if some salt needs to be thrown, he'll throw the salt.
And you'll die in the H.
He's going to get buried in the H. So why not let him give the sock party to Cody Bellinger?
Bellinger and Trevor Bauer. He was a little flagrant. He was a little reckless with his words, too.
Cody helped to besmirch. He helped to besmirch the good name of Jose Altuve. So I'm going to say 12 hits with the sock.
With the soap?
Yeah.
Soap sock?
Okay. Bauer gets 6.
How about we're siding with Trevor Bauer, the guy who has been out of baseball because of how hated he was, and you'd rather
like
have
his
him.
Team did. The Dodgers aren't even trying to get him back.
Now Mookie Betts says, I wish him the best. After they said, we do not want him anywhere near
Mookie
this locker
wasn't
room.
With that team at the time, though, right?
Right.
Mookie got traded to them.
Yeah.
But when Bauer went out initially, so he just doesn't know what a pain in the ass Bauer is, probably.
Yeah. Yep. All right, 713-780-3776. We got one segment left before we hit News of the Weird. Right now I'm talking about hoops. I'm talking about pro dunk. I'm talking about the best goal, period. I'm talking about you actually needing a basket for your kids because your kids want to go out and play. Your kids want to be outside, Dad. They want to be playing, and you want them to be playing. If they're sitting around playing games inside, video games inside, you know what? They're just not getting – they're not healthy. You want them to be healthy, all you need to do is get a pro dunk hoop, and they'll be outside because you can raise and lower the goal so everybody can enjoy it. Not only enjoy – how about dunking? They want to dunk, Dad. Or if they're little, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, they can't reach the 10-foot goal. That's not any fun. But you know what they can do? They can make baskets on a lower goal because you lower it. You can raise and lower the goal. The installation is second to none, very professional, exactly where you want it, and it's going to last forever wherever they put it. The product is second to none. I mean, go look at all the other goals. None compare. It's just the best in every single way. And now they got a drill so you could raise and lower as opposed to the crank, which makes it even better. And I didn't think it could be better, but it can, and it is at ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds, running an outside zone on your intelligence, John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
As Dell was just pointing out during the break, the nightmare is almost over. It'll be back up to the 80s on Saturday.
Oh, thank God we're getting up to the 80s in November.
Yep.
It's about time. When do we get into the 90s? Do we get it back into the 90s?
Hopefully.
Or just maybe a sneak peek at 100, maybe?
Hopefully.
December 3rd?
Yep, that'd be great. As opposed to this nightmare, wake up in the morning and it's cold. This is the worst.
It hadn't stopped your activity, though, right?
No, I'm playing every day. I was freezing on Monday.
Is the only thing stopping you from playing on Sunday is church and the NFL?
Yeah, I can't play Sunday.
But 6 straight days of golf for John this week.
Yeah, I got early tee time on Saturday, so I'll get back to watch some college games. I'm good. This is perfect. And especially since it's going to be 80. Who's the leader in the clubhouse right now, NFL MVP?
Tua.
Really?
Tyreek Hill, maybe. I feel like if the Dolphins stay healthy and continue to play well, there's such a resistance to give it to Tua that they will look to Tyreek and go.
I'm going
to
tell you
speaking of domestic violence, are you sure there isn't a resistance to give it to Tyreek?
Does it seem like it?
Do you think
it seems like it?
He's been. That's way past him.
Yeah, I don't know. It's still all part pro. Of the narrative. It's still part
for
of
who?
The narrative.
A narrative for who? Yeah.
Who's the last time media? Anyone's mentioned it?
He gets
other
first,
than you,
just he's now. First team all pro every year.
Yeah, but that MVP is a different deal. What about Lamar?
Why would you say Lamar? This is the funniest thing. Go. I want you to do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Type in Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
This is weird to me. I saw these numbers, and I started hearing. I remember when all the shows were, is this the wrong offense for Lamar? He has one good game, and Lamar is an MVP candidate. Go look at Lamar's numbers. Rushing, passing, and go tell me if that looks like somebody who is going to win the MVP.
Okay. This year, he's throwing for 70%, 70.5.
That's great.
1,700 yards, 7.8 per pass, which is pretty good.
That's fine.
9 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 101 rating.
9
plus
touchdowns.
Plus, he's rushing.
His rushing's okay.
His rushing
he's not running as much.
No, he's not running as much. But this offense seems to be fitting him pretty well.
If
he's
we're
doing it.
How many times has he had 2 touchdown passes or more?
Let's see his game log. I have to find his game
if
log.
If we're going by.
He had 4 in
once.
One
he had 3. Well, twice. No, he had twice.
He had twice. 3 times he's had multiple touchdowns.
Okay, he's had 3 against Detroit, 2 against Cleveland. Well, if you going by projection, since we mentioned numbers, he's projected to throw for 19 touchdowns this year. That they don't give MVPs to that
never,
guy.
Ever in a million years.
But
it'd
yeah.
be one thing if he was going to rush for 18 touchdowns, but he's not on course to do that.
His team is 6-2. He's
care.
The quarterback.
So is Tua's.
Yeah.
He's the quarterback, and his
well,
numbers are way
better.
Well,
he's on pace. You never know what's going to happen at the end
nothing.
Of the season.
Tua is going to have substantially better passing yards. And passing data than Lamar Jackson.
The analytics,
it won't even be close. It's the weirdest thing to me that the argument was this offense with Monken, what is going on? What's going wrong with Jacksonville's offense? He had 1 3 touchdown game against Detroit, and then people were talking MVP, and it's just, it doesn't make sense to me. The number, so I went and said, you know what kind of year is he having? Because I said the same thing. I saw where I was looking at the MVP stuff, so I went and looked at his numbers. I'm like, oh, my God, this isn't that. And his average depth of target, by the way, is not great.
Is
he's throwing
the
a lot
favorite
of short
right
stuff.
Now? No, Tua's the favorite.
Tua's the favorite. Tua's the betting favorite.
Okay.
But
where's A.J. Brown in this?
I mean, A.J. Brown should be in the top 3 for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I think wide receivers who make quarter, Tyreek, to me,
is this a year that a wide receiver wins?
This is what I'm saying. If Tua is the only quarterback you can default to
because
Lamar's numbers aren't great or Pat Mahomes having a down year, I think it'll give people the opportunity to say, let's give it to a wide receiver.
Who was the wide receiver when Pat Mahomes won MVP?
Tyreek Hill.
Who's the MVP? Now, the best year of his career, Tua, who's his top receiver?
Tyreek Hill.
I mean, and how's Pat Mahomes doing?
Pat Mahomes is below what we know of Pat Mahomes.
He just won a Super Bowl last year without him.
But he didn't have this unbelievable year. I didn't think he was good. I mean, he won MVP. But frankly, I thought that Jalen Hurts should have won MVP. That's me personally. But for me, why not Tyreek Hill?
And he has,
who do you think is a better football player, Tyreek Hill or Tua?
I think Tyreek Hill's
Tyreek Hill.
Everybody would say.
Well, who's
a
better football player, A.J. Brown or Tyreek?
Yeah, that's the argument. To me, those two are
this
your best
players.
This is
what I'm saying. Even though you would say, Tyreek, if we're giving it to a quarterback, at this point you give the Tua, this is the argument that people will say, well, what was Tua before? Of course, we'll ignore that Brian Flores and his head coach didn't even want him there. The narrative of what Tua has been. Tyreek Hill's there. We see Tyreek Hill be great in Kansas City. Oh, that's Pat Mahomes. No, wait a minute. Tyreek Hill's great in Miami with the quarterback we don't think that much of. So if it's going to be the time, it would be this year to give it to a non-quarterback. Because
it would be, yeah.
Because the leading candidate quarterback is not someone a lot of people give a lot of respect
they
to.
They'd love to give it to Burrow or Lamar
yes,
or Josh.
They would.
Yeah. They'd love those.
But if Tua's numbers outshine those, then you go, how can we avoid giving it to him and finding a reasonable way to do it? Let's give it to the wide receiver.
But the fact is the guy on his same team is more, just like you would never say Kirk Cousins should get it over Justin Jefferson, Justin's making Kirk.
Well,
big part of this is Tyreek helps make Tua.
Yes.
Tua is fine.
A unique football player unlike any we've ever seen at that size to be that fast and be that dominant and affect games. But, you know, the analytics people, Tua and I will go on and say, if you look at Tua's numbers when Tyreek isn't on the field, they're really, really good. It's just that Tyreek tilts the defenses in a way that you can't ignore it.
But that year that A.J. Brown is having right now is pretty substantial.
Those two are going to go back and forth as far as best non-quarterback who has a chance to win.
What are the odds? I saw him, John. Who are the top 5?
Well, I'm looking at one that has Lamar 1, Tyreek 2, Tua 3.
Lamar 1? Who has this?
Yeah. Then they've got A.J. Brown and T.J. Watt.
MVP. His team literally has a losing record.
Yeah.
Who, the Steelers?
What's?
I think they're 4-3, right?
Are they 4-3?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, they won this weekend.
No, they lost. They were 4-2 actually going
they
into
They were 4-2?
I believe so, yes.
Well, and the only reason they're 4-2 then, or 4-3.
They lost to the 49ers and the Texans And they lost this week.
They beat the Browns.
Lost to the Ravens.
Did they lose to the Ravens?
No, they beat the 49ers.
The 49ers kicked their ass in week one.
No, who did they beat this week? No, they lost this week. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Who have they beaten?
They've beaten the Ravens by one. They beat the Rams. They beat the Browns early in the year with those defensive touchdowns. They're 4-3.
Yeah. No, I don't think TJ Watt.
They lost to the Steelers, so they lost to the Texans, so they're out.
Well, the Texans are a better football team this year.
Are they?
They beat a 6-2 Jags team.
Let's be real. I don't know how Lamar's ended up number one. He's literally projected.
He's a darling for some reason.
He is a darling, and he's projected for 19 touchdowns. He's really had two good games out of eight.
Three.
And you would say three good games?
Yeah.
Okay, three out of eight, or three out of seven or eight. Well, how many games have they played?
Played
6-2?
Eight.
So he played well against the Bengals. He played well against the Browns. He played well against the Lions. Yeah.
So three out of eight good games, and he's MVP. Tua has outshone him most weeks. What this isn't even this is weird. AJ Brown is substantially better than Lamar Jackson this year.
Well,
it's weird that Lamar is way up the list like that. I mean, look, Josh Allen has not been great. The usual suspects, Joe Burrow started off bad, Pat Mahomes, usual suspects are down. My pick, my black horse was going to be, my dark horse was going to be Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, it's obviously not going to be him. But I thought Aaron could have the type of year where he could sneak up and be something.
Lamar's in a position where people like him.
What about Christian McCaffrey? That's the other one that
oh, yeah. Mentioned.
It's true. Well, the 49ers are now 5-3. They're going to have to win more games, but he's up there, too.
So is Purdy out? Are we taking Purdy out since Purdy was one of the leaders?
I think people are done with
him. Does Jalen Hurts end up winning it this year?
He could well do it.
But, see, that's another one where I feel like your wide receiver is definitely better than your quarterback.
Well, that's why A.J. Brown's currently.
This year. Not last year, but this year. Jalen hasn't played as well.
I think
AJ is having a phenomenal year.
And I think you're answering your own question with why Lamar is up there. He's the quarterback people would be comfortable giving it to because they look at his wide receivers and go, eh, Zay Flowers, okay, cool.
All I heard was Odell Beckham was going to change everything. Well,
you were
14 catches, 193 yards.
So he's the quarterback people are most comfortable with. And it's either him or some wide receivers, or then you have to default to the guy who probably will lead the league in passing.
How about go get the most dynamic players out there? And it's Christian McCaffrey, it's A.J. Brown, and it's Tyreek Hill.
It's a numbers award, and Tyreek's going to have to go for over 2,000, which he's on pace to win it.
He has to go over 2,000 to win it? But why? There's not a great quarterback. Other than Tua.
Still, a quarterback's any good.
If the quarterback on his
tell you what, if Joe Burrow just comes on like gangbusters now, he's got a chance. The way he played last week. If he continues to play
which
that.
Which quarter? Jalen Hurts has got a shot.
Jalen Hurts has a shot.
In Germany, if the Dolphins finally beat a team with a winning record and Tua plays well, I think it'll change what people feel, and he would be the clear front runner because that's the thing he has not done this year is beat a good football team. If he lights up the Chiefs and they win, it'll start to turn in his favor as far as people willing to vote for him.
Yep. All right, 945 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Beat it, Lance.
He's leaving early?
Yeah, he's leaving early. Me and you stuck with
the news. Coin is spoken, Dell.
It's not a coin.
I said heads, I leave early. Tails, I stay. Came up heads.
You didn't flip a coin.
This is what we need to see is the people, where they are on Lance, not on you. He leaves the show early? Abandoned ship?
For those who missed it,
Dell was beaten up badly by Officer Phillips, the plumbers.
A very reasonable argument.
Many groups came out against him.
One other group. It was Officer Phillips and Billy.
Many groups. Many groups came out against you, Dell.
Yeah, the exposed butt crack community had a problem with me.
Wow. That is ugly, ugly, Billy Brown, what he just said. I'm going to tell you this. He probably needs a Coors Light to settle down. You know what? That's the problem with Dell. That's probably why many people are against him, because he doesn't drink. If he drank cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights, then what? People would love him. That's right. People will love you if you drink Coors Lights, especially if you have them at your house. If people come over to your house and you got a cold, nice, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light for them, then people will. You know what? You can buy votes. That's how you buy votes.
I feel that.
People will love you.
That's legal? You can buy votes? Is it legal to buy votes?
Yep. That's right. If you're looking for the best way to enjoy yourself, to keep Texas chill. Now, it's been a little chilly out there. That's okay. There were still Coors Lights flying yesterday. Trust me. As chilly as it was, they still flew. The Coors Lights, the silver bullets will fly. All you need It's cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Climb on, brother. If you haven't tried it yet, try it. Yeah, if you have, I know you're still with them. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir. The check is in the mail.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News. Weird.
Authorities are warning people, Dell. DeSoto County Sheriff's Office said there's a white Chevy Silverado truck. It's equipped with red and blue flashing lights and the green decals that eerily resemble Border Patrol.
Uh-huh.
Except it clearly states Booty Patrol. Which patrol would you rather be part of? Border Patrol or Booty Patrol?
Well, it feels like Booty Patrol is certainly the more innocent one as far as potentially just changing a person's life if you're the Border Patrol. But
well, you could change.
This is what I'm saying.
Booty's life?
Booty's life. Are you using this for ill-gotten
Is it ill-gotten?
Gains? Like, are you trying to convince women that you shouldn't have to be able, you shouldn't be able to convince to do stuff because you are in an official capacity of being the Booty Patrol? What are you using it for? What are you using your power for?
I don't know. If you're a female and you get pulled over by the Booty Patrol, don't you feel like I'm special?
Well, what about a woman who gets accosted by someone with a female body inspector shirt with the FBI acronym? How do they feel when that happens? Excuse me, miss. Can you wait here?
The FBI shirt?
Yeah, FBI, but it says
Federal
female
boob inspector?
Or female body inspector, whatever it might be. There are multiple ways you can go about it.
Right.
Do they feel special when that happens, or do they feel like, get away from me, jerk?
I think you're creepy if you actually decal your car and put, I think you're desperate.
Yes. Can't or maybe you? You're maybe just having a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to me, it seems like fun. Apparently, to the police, to the sheriff's office, it's not nearly as fun as we think. An Ottawa teacher has been suspended for 2 days after confining a student in a locker. Do you feel like you should be suspended for a she locked him in his locker for about 2 minutes. Okay. Do you feel like that is a just punishment
for
locking a student, maybe who deserved it?
How many days did she get suspended
for? 2 days.
I went to a private school where if they didn't like something you did, they made you do the human chair, where they put you on a wall and you had to be.
Yeah,
and if you raised your back, they would say, hey, that's not what a chair looks like. Lower yourself. I feel like they should have been punished for multiple days, and they got no punishment.
Nothing. Oh, man, I got whooped.
2 minutes?
I mean, whooped.
Look, we're talking about times that can't go on anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like the punishment of sticking a kid in a locker like you're a middle school bully from a 1990s movie probably shouldn't be what a teacher does. You probably shouldn't stick a kid in a locker.
I think it's fine.
I'm sure you
I bet he deserved it. Whoever it was, I'll bet he deserved it. And you know what? That's why we soft.
Okay, John, let me have you imagine this. Imagine this. Okay. A teacher has a disruptive student who won't stop complaining, who won't stop mm-hmm. talking, and the teacher goes, I'm going to put you in this locker, and they put him in the locker.
Yeah.
Now imagine, John, it's your daughter, Frankie.
You know what? There's plenty of times she should have been locked in the locker.
No, but that's different. But if it happened, what are you doing?
I would go, then shut up, Frankie.
Okay.
Okay.
Those are strong words now.
Yeah, no. Frankie, you deserved it.
If they put your school.
I'd be like my parents. I got whipped today at school. Nah. What'd you do? You deserved
would
it.
Would Wendy allow for that?
To
put her little
girl. You know what? It surprised you. She might.
I don't know. You
it
let
depends
her
on. Oh, Frankie, you shut your mouth.
You let
class
her get away firing loose all the time. I feel like she was a bit pampered.
She was. There's a luxury California home up for sale for $1.55 million. Are you in?
No.
It's complete with a meth lab and contamination.
Okay, now I'm in. I want my own meth lab in my
house. Well, you got it. It's built in. There's a built-in meth lab along with the contamination from a meth lab.
So if you buy a house with the built-in meth lab, the police just don't park outside your house and wait to arrest you?
I don't know. I feel like it's a nice conversation
starter. I feel like it's entrapment.
for people who come over.
You're selling me a house with a meth lab in it. You're asking me to do crimes.
I kind of feel like it'd be something. Hey, what's that? That's my meth lab.
Yeah, I mean, it's a better conversation than talking about the new rug you got.
Right. A tourist in Buenos Aires, Argentina, was caught smuggling 5 liters of dog semen out of the country. There seems to be a lot of semen smuggling going on lately.
Does the story tell us how they procured the semen?
To transmit, package two backpacks the men were carrying. They didn't want to claim it. Frozen canine semen is typically used to preserve a male dog's genetics for breeding purposes. Apparently, this is another breeding situation, like the bulls just yesterday.
Yeah.
They had the bull semen stolen.
I mean, the story, you hear it, and it's shocking, but I just go past it and go, is there someone's job to make sure they collect it? It's all awful.
Yeah. I just don't feel like if I'm going to steal something, it's going to be nearly as much semen as that's being stolen lately.
Yeah, if you steal something, I don't think it'll be 5 liters of animal semen.
Yeah. No. I'm dying.
Is that...
I don't know.
That never came up on Finesse the Game.
A priest has been slammed for destroying a child's satanic Halloween pumpkin decorations. Do you feel like you should be... If you're a priest, isn't that like your job?
I feel like if you're a priest, you sit Halloween out. Like, are you...
Yeah.
It's not really something you want to get involved in. Smashing pumpkins, name of a band, obviously. What's the point? Why are you taking out the pumpkins? You know... Priest, if you are a modern priest, you know those pumpkins aren't satanic. It's just some
kid.
Well,
he thought it was a satanic feast, and he felt like, I need to destroy this and preserve Catholicism. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Pick your battles.
I would say Halloween should be totally eradicated by the Catholic Church, if you want to know the truth.
Well, the Catholic Church does like to eradicate things.
Yes, it really does. It really, really, really does, and I'm all for it. I'm all for it on Halloween, if you want to know the truth.
It's not even a religious thing.
Halloween.
You just think Halloween's stupid. That's why you want to eradicate it.
I know, Halloween is stupid.
You can't just remove things because you think it's stupid.
I can. I can and I will.
Are you leading the charge to get
rid of... If I was the Pope, I would eliminate it.
I feel like...
I don't think I'm going to be Pope anytime soon.
I feel like the white smoke would never show up for you.
I'm pretty sure there ain't no white smoke coming my way. I do know this. If you want to bet on stuff... I got the place for you to do it. It's mybookie.ag, promo code bet975, the place to play. We still got baseball going on. We've got NBA going on. We got NHL. We got pro football, college football. We got soccer. We got casino gambling. We've got entertainment gambling. We got gambling. You got gambling going on. So if you're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid, it's the way to go. You got a no-strings-attached cash bonus. If you deposit $50 or more, you can receive up to $200 in cash. Now, you got to deposit more than $50 to get the $200. But once you get that $200, you can play it once and you can pull it out. That doesn't happen. It's happening right here. Plus, you got an early out on parlays. If you hit the first couple of legs, you want to get out, you can get out. This is not happening anywhere else. What else isn't happening? Odds boost, same game parlays, super contests, all of it going on right now at mybookie.ag. The place to play, win, and get paid. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie. But you got to put in promo code BET975. Mybookie.ag, but put in promo code BET975. Paul Gallant up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're your daddy.
Well, I feel like I'm your daddy.
You're not my daddy. No,
hush,
daddy.
Now I'm your daddy.
You ain't my daddy, boy.
Yes, I am.
You are not our daddy.
I am your daddy.
Not a daddy.
Bye, bitch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.